Thank you, Honorable Member. Thank you. Thank you, members, and the officials from the forces. And I'd like to welcome you. Every week you are welcome when you come to this education meeting, the basic education meeting. And what I like about basic education, normally we have the majority, you can say all members present, you know, from the different parties we have in the National Assembly. So just feel welcome. Today's meeting won't be long, and we welcome the department too. I'm not sure, Lorraine, before we start, are there any apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. Only one apology we see, and that is for the Honourable Madisha from the
Fine. So everyone knows who is the new member now from COP. I won't speak further about it because I want to speak credentials, but it's not my duty to speak the credentials. And department, feel welcome. And it's quite a big dedication this morning. I think it will be important. Everyone knows the members on the opposite side, but I'd like you to introduce yourself, Mr. Sobhraj.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. My name is Bobby O'Brien. I'm the Director General of the Department of Basic Education. I then move on to my colleagues to introduce themselves and their function.
Good morning, my name is Chris Leeker. I'm the Director Legal Services of the Department of Basic Education.
Good morning, Honourable Members. I'm the Head Carter, DDG, Basic Education.
Good morning, Honourable. My name is the Office of General.
I'm Honourable Member San Kelo Mohibi, Indigenous Office, Acting Kelo.
Good morning.
Morning, Chair. Alan Small, Office of the Chief Settler Advisors.
Morning, I'm Kirsten Finney from PNG.
Monica Demasi, PA2 at the Allen Hall. Thanks a lot for that introduction. And I think I feel very pleased that we have the DG of the department here today. Because you know we have a very busy schedule. And always when we're in our meetings, we really feel honored to have here. So you are most welcome. And I see too when it comes to delegation, as normally wanted, all our senior people are here today. Let's just look at the agenda. We're not having a very long agenda with the department today. I think the opening look at the apologies. We're only going to have 3.1, and it's a formal consideration and vote on D36D 2010. then will be the own committee work, 3.2, consideration adoption of the foreign report. Then 3.3 will be the consideration and adoption of the foreign draft minutes. So with the department, we only going to have you here for the law. And once that's complete, that you may leave, because I'm sure you have other things to do. Thank you. What I think that will be very important now will be Mr. Lucas. Everyone has to have the bow in front of them. Do you need to be 16, 20, 10, a reference? Just get that in front of them. And then I'd like Mr. Lucas just to take us through the amendment to start the last week. And then after the amendment, we will be voting on this topic. Because I'd like everyone to be sure, you know, which amendments they were, which amendments we are agreeing to, and then we can vote on it. And now, there's nothing new within this bill. Thank you. Mr. Yucca? Mr. Yucca?
Thank you, Chairperson. As I indicated last week, there are only two amendments to the bill, and the one you'll find in clause 7, the NCOP Select Committee added the word within 14 days of the date on which the appeal was upheld. Now, that 14 days period will start from the date that the MC took a decision to upheld the appeal. You will recall that in terms of existing legislation, the HOD is the one who's got the authority to expel a learner from a school. And there is an appeal by the learner to the MEC against his decision or her decision to expel the learner. Now, the MEC then either must upheld the appeal or once the MEC took a decision to upheld the appeal, the MEC must then, within 14 days of that period, substitute the expulsion for a different sanction. So that is the 14-day period. Right? Okay. That is the first amendment, that's clause 7. In terms of the Interpretation Act, 14 calendar days. The second amendment.
The procedural matter, Chair, do we vote on these? Or express ourselves on these as we go along?
No, I don't think it's necessary to express ourselves.
Okay.
Because we did it last week. Sorry? We did it last week. I just want you to speak to it. That can just refresh our memories. And then our memories. And then afterwards we vote. Because everyone went back.
That's fine.
And everyone knows what they're going to do today. Thank you. you may continue to your.
Thank you, Chairperson. And then the second amendment is to clause 19. You will recall in terms of the B-bill, the B-bill contained the wording within its available resources. Now, that wording is not in the new clause 19. The new clause 19 just reads, must manage a system for the promotion of the continuing professional development of all educators. This is the responsibility of state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an amendment to the State Act. Then in addition, there is a clause 20, which contains the clause money appropriated by Parliament. And that is that's also to the State Act. And that is for the purpose of dedicated voter funds to manage the continuing professional teacher development system.
So those and the long title. The long title is just a reflection of the amendment of clause 19. So that's nothing new. That is just a procedural matter. Just reflect. But the long title must reflect all the clauses, and that is what is an amendment to the long title. The same is with the memorandum of objects. It's also just to reflect the changes made in the bill, and that is clause 19 and the clause 3. Thank you. The memorandum of objects?
Yes.
On page 10, paragraph
2.4,
to omit paragraph 2.42 and to substitute that with what is there.
Thank you, Advocate Lekker. And now what I would like us to do is to formally adopt the Basic Education Law Amendment Bill of 2016. Who is in favor of the adoption of the amendment? Just show it your hand. Members, I'd like to thank you for that. That's why I didn't like to rush last week, because I thought you guys go through it, and you can go back and think about it. And I'd like to thank, I'm actually moving four members for this adoption, because it was not really substantive. It was just things that we were working on to. Thanks a lot, members. I'll just read the desirability of the book. The report on the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, B36D2010, National Assembly, Section 76, dated the 16th of August 2011. The Portfolio Committee on Basic Education has considered the subject of the Basic Education Law Amendment Bill, B36D2010, National Assembly, Section 76 referred to it, and classified by the Joint Statute Mechanism as Section 76 Bill, reports that the Portfolio Committee accepts the bill, B36D2010. I would like to have a mover. Everyone agrees to it. Honorable Fasan is moving. Second. Thanks, Honorable James. I'll stand it up. I would like to thank the department for your presence at this very short meeting. And that respect you show us, even if it's for 15 minutes that you're coming down, you are going to be with us. And as you know now, the bill came back from NCRP, and the National Assembly agreed to it. Thank you. Thank you, department. Anything, Mr. O'Brien?
No, thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Just a question for one company. People that think that they are outside or on the meeting, but I discovered my phone is so activated.
On silence. We want all the phones out.
Noelan, come and sit with me. Let's look at the different reports. And just look at the Millennium Development Goal report. Everyone, the Millennium Development Goal. So I think it's caught up. And I think the newsletter's a bit noisy here. People are out of order. But teachers and the professors. The Millennium Development Goal report. And this report gave you last week. Within Parliament, there are different processes when it comes to the Millennium Development Goal. There was a process where the speaker instructed our researchers to speak to certain goals within education when it comes to the Millennium Development Goals. Now that we are not going to go through at all because they looked at goal 3 and they looked at goal 2 that speaks to education only. Of course, that was instruction from the speaker. But we're not going to look at that process. We're going to look at our own process. Now, this report, as you see it here, is what the department spoke to us when we met them. Because remember, they spoke on 2009. And at the moment, I want everyone to listen. We didn't meet any NGOs or stakeholders. But remember when it comes to the access to quality education, we met different stakeholders and quite a number of things came up. So within this report at the that we have here, that we are going to pass today, will be what the department told us and what came up with our hearing. So there are certain definite processes that will still take place because I think as a whole that, you know, once all the reports are put together, they are going to, because of the legislators that come in and stakeholders will be there. Any questions that anyone would like to ask?
Chair, I'd like to comment on the report. May I do so?
Certainly.
The first comment is just the editorial comment.
Mm-hmm.
On page 1, the second paragraph from the bottom,
mm-hmm.
the second line from the bottom of that paragraph,
mm-hmm.
says some indicators have been domesticated into the current policy agenda of the government. My editorial comment is a very strange use of the English language to speak about domesticating policy. You domesticate animals, not policy. Is that just a change there? I understand what it meant.
Can I just speak to that? I don't know whether we should change it. Because when it comes to the different, when they speak to policy from African law, then I do speak to domesticated. I would like to hear what the members have to say. Yes, Uncle?
If I could just say, if you could just look at that as a very strange use of the word.
Mm. Oh, the way it's in the context of
In the context. You never domesticate policy. You domesticate animals.
Oh.
Okay. So, but I understand what you want to say here is that we are adopting global practices.
Yes.
For ourselves.
Mm.
That's the intention. But it's the editorial comment. I don't want to make a big deal about it. The more substantive comment is that the MDG...
On page what?
No, in the document as a whole.
Yes.
Substantive comment.
Mm-hmm.
The document reflects on MDG goal when it comes to issues like, important ones like access,
mm-hmm.
Access to university education, and the extent to which gender equity is being realized, which is about representation and proportionality
mm-hmm.
and so on. There's nothing in here on quality except for when we speak about the literacy rate. And there are percentages in here that I think are actually quite misleading, because they don't tell you what the literacy rate actually is, so that and what the measure is. So this report is weak on indices when it comes to quality, and to the extent that it has an index reflecting quality, they inflate it. It'd be much better, for example, to take the Anna's results, the numeracy and literacy, and put them in here. Because we mustn't fool ourselves about what we're achieving in the country. We're achieving universal access, that's true. There are more children in school today than ever before in the history of the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're getting a lot better at gender equity. But in terms of quality, we must know where we are falling short, so that we know what it is we need to overcome. So that's the comment I wanted to make. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Admiral James. Admiral Hakubela. Just on that issue of quality, I have the same issue to some degree, but I think we may need to reconcile this, because perhaps it's not coming very clear what it is that we should be saying. On page 2, on 2.2, the second paragraph. Says, in terms of the South African government's development priority, the focus on education is not only on access to education, but more on quality of education.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then, because to me, it should reflect more on the recommendations in terms of it being so forceful. When you then go to the recommendation on page 5, the second bullet, it then says the department should intensify its targeted interventions to improve the quality and functionality of education if the goal of access to education is to be significant.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps, I'm not sure, we may not be getting what we think we want, but the quality of education is in there and is being somewhat referred to. But I think what we needed was to say we're more serious about the quality issue than necessarily what education will provide you, and then all of that. It should be that it's not just general access.
Mm-hmm.
It's access with a view to quality education.
That's fine. I also want to say something that is not actually discussed.
Yes, so when we talk of these MDGs, we are focusing on assets and quality has been mentioned. I think we need to take this point into consideration. As to say, the report is there and the true reflection, but let us add some of the issues, like the mention of the ANA. It gives us the picture of what quality education we have within the country, so that we can have a more reflective report on the MDGs at this social committee. So I think really, from what you are discussing, it's quite correct.
Mm-hmm.
We have education, we are achieving, it's quite high, the percentage, but then let us talk to, because even on second paragraph on page 2, when we talk of the access to grade R, those are the things that we can be explicit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk more, have the graph, show the picture of what you mean when you talk of access to grade R, health and schools, what is happening there, provincial infrastructure. I think we must be more explicit and enhance the report that we have.
Thank you.
Well,
on the
focus.
Thank
you very much. You see, every time I read any report,
and I read the recommendation. A recommendation that something be done is a response to a weakness identified in the report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we have a recommendation on quality, but in the body of the report, we have not said there is something wrong with the quality, then the recommendation is a standalone, it's in a vacuum. So maybe we should look at a way of expressing exactly what Honorable James is saying, to say, yes, we have improved access, and we think that still issues with quality. So that when we read this recommendation, therefore, it responds to what we have identified earlier in the report.
Okay.
I want to approve with both my colleagues, but I want to check if in the very same bullet number two, because if you read, it's saying to intensify. I thought maybe intensify should be qualified, but so that if we accept the word intensify as the word that we're looking for, I think it's also the way it's said.
The decision that I'm taking as a chairman, we have to take the report back. Because I would like to have a report part, and you know, of course, with amendments, you know, we'll do the amendments. Let us rather take the report back, and then next is to put it again on the agenda. And I think we have to report before the time, because everyone knows now exactly. Sorry. What do you want to go for? And I think that is important. And what the corporal?
No, that's a good approach. Although it might help churches, maybe 2 years if there are other concerns. That when we take back, we know exactly what it is that we need to consider. Otherwise, we may just come back one point is raised and then we go back. So we just maybe it may help to reflect a bit more.
Thanks for the guidance, Uncle Mokubera.
My teacher was going to be that the whole room may have other input. In fact, we go back, we go through the report once more, and if there are major issues that we think substantially needed to effect changes to the report, we can as well come for link up with the liaison.
Yes,
that's to say these are the input. So that when we come here, those are highlighted and the basis of some meetings. So that waiting from that meeting, we know that what is now fully adopted or things like that. So we don't necessarily treat these issues treatment. But we come here knowing that almost the was in data.
Thanks a lot. We're
going to
do it. That's
why
the main members, if there are anything that you'd like to add onto this report, because it's a report. And one of these days, this report can become a South African report for education. And I think you are quite correct. Therefore, the reports are both here that can see whether things are being done correctly. So, if there's anything that you'd like to add, Loanne is there, just send it to the section. And I think the best will be that today is Tuesday. Let us say by Thursday, everything should be used by 12 o'clock at Loanne's office. So that it can go through the report again and compile it the way we'd like to have it, and then next week we'll go through it and then, you know, put it through. Thanks a lot to that member. Now let's look at the draft report on the workshop with the department. Remember, on the 28th and the 29th, we were in Pretoria, and we did certain programs with the department. I think it was three. So I would like us to go through the report and then pass the report to you. How do members feel about this report for today? This is just a report on what we did in Pretoria. And this report is taking let's look at phase one people and let's decide whether phase one is a pure reflection of what we think in Pretoria. There, we only speak to the background. Then on page two, did you people read through this report?
Yes. I only received this report this morning in my pigeon room, so I would then suggest that maybe we take it back and go the same route as you suggested with the other report.
How about
you,
huh?
I'm not sure, but we've got a party. I'm not sure whether members are ready, but what I'm sure of, we got it on court last week. I think the members can come up and say they didn't get time to go through it, but last week we get it.
Thanks for that, Arnold Dina, because as I'm sitting here, I received this report last week. So. And this morning, in my teacher now, it was only, it was just a minute. That I found
in
my
teaching
hall.
Yes, Uncle Linda. Thank you, Chair. Yes, the report was on our teaching hall last week. But unfortunately, some of us were too busy with other matters of state that we didn't have time to raise. Because we support one of the ones for that. Not that we didn't read, but to give us enough time to read it.
You know,
but if not possible, we'll endorse it.
Members, I don't like it that way. I don't like it that way. You know, it's endorsed something you didn't read. Why are you not honest, Rob, and tell us, you know, we didn't read? No, but shame, it was a roundabout political way you didn't read. You know, Honorable Kabila, Lafili, and then Honorable Kanyako, and then I'll make the decision.
Can I come first, of course?
I like it.
Yeah. You know, we mustn't forget that an elderly is never late, but delayed. So let us take it from there, and then accept what he suggests. We mustn't say we have not read this. We did not have time to read it. So let us take it back, read it, and then next time when we come here, we come with you know, full understanding. We received it on time, yes. So let us just assume that an old man or an old woman does not, you know, come late, but is delayed. I think that's
my perspective on it is one that when we try to understand the system, it's for us to improve the efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
If there are those and it's a sizable number of whom is claimed they got that either today, this morning or yesterday, and they got that time to go through it. It's not about condemning necessarily, it's about saying is our system efficient to allow us to pass the report in good time and so on. I thought that's the area from which we come. Then the second would be that five, in the event we could not go through that, even if the system itself is deficient, then it means members are humbly requesting additional time to go through the report. So to me, these two things, and finally, I think we have agreed that yes, we might have got the report in good time, only that there were other factors that might have caused members not to go through that. And members have already agreed on the additional time given for us to be able to pass to be more adapted to the report that we want to pass.
Thanks a lot. I'm just listening to another proposal, then I'll make sure the ruling that was passed.
I just want to say for the record that I received this report A. So I don't want to create the wrong impression. I take responsibility for the fact that I have not read the report and therefore ask for additional time.
Yes. Thanks for that. I think it will be very important that people rather read through the report, because I don't like anything being endorsed. I Now you receive a call, we just put myself on my tune to say the answer on. Listen to your phone. What is it?
Because first you pick up. You know, when you teach, you pick up that
Canada asked you read or didn't you read. But people are so diplomatic on whether they read or didn't read. I won't say anything today.
What's the punishment?
Huh?
What is the punishment?
You know, normal with me as an educator teacher. I'll see you through once. I'll see you through twice. And in the third time, then I am going to say what I'm going to do.
What are we going to do with you? What are we going to do with you?
I know who oversight the Guardian. But I'm the Guardian. No, it doesn't matter. Because the ultimate principle is the same. If you have to read, you have to read. And you come here, yeah, and you speak to them for. Because how would it look if I come and chair and I don't know what I'm speaking about? You see? So it's a responsibility from your side and a responsibility from my side. That is work ethic. Thank you. Anything that you'd like? And I'd like people just see that everything comes in because Llewellyn won't be here the 15th of August, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th of September. You'll be in New Zealand.
Oh, he's
going
to the rugby, is he?
No, he's going to play rugby. But there won't be a standing technique. And I think he has just like a letter to all of us to say who's the standing technique. I'm from Bonshana. You'd like to say something?
No.
Thank you for the opportunity. Members of the portfolio committee, when we started with our whole education portfolio committees, that is higher education and training and also basic education, and those two committees have a good relationship. We had members that are no more with us, like member Honorable Fuguza. We have left the committee. He has been serving on both. I was just thinking, honorable members, to say it has been our culture, it's good we have been together with the honorable and had good contributions from here. It's just a proposal, members, as to say if ever we die on it, we continue doing it. If not, it's fine, I won't be. Mm-hmm. I won't take it badly, but it was just a proposal that well done. It says as long as it doesn't fuck up money. It's preempting me now. Mm-hmm. Now, I was just suggesting a really honorable member just to say, having had these convoy, and also convoy, as to say, if ever we can have something just to show our appreciation to them, there's been our members contributing to our committees and we've enjoyed their stay, just to show that humanity, if ever we can say, I'm not saying if we don't agree, won't be humane, no, but I'm just saying, can I just throw that proposal, if ever we agree with it, we can arrange as to how we can invite them just to have just a small snack with them and just actually show them our appreciation that yes, indeed, we value the contributions that they have in our community and we should wish them good luck wherever they want to lend them themselves and if we are not sure, maybe we'll get it through the community. Thank you.
On
to Mark
Sarah and then on to
Jane. Personally, I think that we should agree. I just want to raise two things so that it should not take too much time. One is that when we do things like this, we will need to be consistent. So it shouldn't be that the context is this one, and there might have been other, or later than other people who don't do it. So that principle should not be should stay with us for the rest of the term if we have to do something like that. So we are seen to be fair and not biased to any others and so on. But the other second issue on the chair is that it shows the other side of us. Because usually it may not just be in Parliament alone. I've seen it in most other cases. People are good at appreciating you when you are there and come to talk about all the good things, how they've known you and so on. But when you are still alive, people hardly do something like that. So they know we know you played a role, you contributed to our growth and development through our interactions with each other. So it may be a good thing to do something like this and not wait for these people are dead to then contribute in whatever means.
Just in support of that, we could have, as an act of great civility, to do what we are thinking of doing, and just to honor people for their contribution. And so, the general understanding would be that every member of this committee leaving, no matter who they are, which party they represent, should be honored for their contribution. And leave it up to the chair to think about what that would be.
Something linked to what Mr. Makubela said, that it should be consistent. I'm just beginning to think about temporary departure. Are we going to accommodate that? I say temporary departure because, for example, my friend here was with us here and then he moved. And then he came back, and I don't know if he would move again. So we need to look at that.
If you get a jab at that one,
I'm looking
forward.
My question is slightly related, because we might need to clarify that we're talking about people who are leaving Parliament or are leaving the committee to go to another committee.
No, no.
I think it's leaving Parliament. Yes, Honourable. Yes,
Honourable
Member.
Oh, my name is... Thank you, yes. I was taken to present to me. I thank you for the opportunity to speak on this one. I wanted to say that it would not be a very desirable thing to start something because of a certain individual discussion. By that, if you can come up with a policy, because you don't decide a policy because something is happening. You need to have a policy, standing policy that will continue. But since maybe this is Parliament and it's not necessarily union or school where people are police, perhaps you didn't think of it. But now that we're thinking of it, like they are saying, we need to be consistent. If you start something, we need to sustain it and let's make it happen.
That was that. Mine is to support the principle and leave to the proponent to tell us next time how high you're going to jump.
Thanks a lot for that. Because I think, you know, it's just the thought behind something. And these two people left Parliament, and they weren't this committee and they served this committee well. Because I was also just thinking about what could we do. But we'll think about it and we'll tell you when we're ready to pay for it. Thanks a lot, members. We come to the close of our meeting. There's no other announcements. And I think I'd like to thank you for coming to the meeting, even if you didn't pass all our reports. I don't mind. It's the number one, first time. But remember, people, there's a second time. And then when it comes to the third time, then I get the blame. Because I'm not an expert. Yeah, because we're all adults. No, I think it's awesome. Thank you.
Wait, what's the